This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is celebrating its Independence Day holiday. President Trump's just finished a speech on the National Mall. Braving rainy weather, Trump recalled the nearly three centuries of American independence from Britain.
On this day, 243 years ago, our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to declare independence and defend our God-given rights.
Surrounded by tanks, flags, and military flyovers, Trump praised the United States Armed Forces for their service to the security of the nation.
Today, just as it did 243 years ago, the future of American freedom rests on the shoulders of men and women willing to defend it. We are proudly joined tonight by heroes from each branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, including three recipients of the Congressional Medal of Honor. Thank you.
And he highlighted American ambition and innovation.
Our quest for greatness unleashed a culture of discovery that led Thomas Edison to imagine his light bulb, Alexander Graham Bell to create the telephone, the Wright brothers to look to the sky and see the next great frontier. For Americans, nothing is impossible.
Not everyone was anxious to celebrate with President Trump. The anti-war group Code Pink inflated a blimp depicting Trump as an angry baby in a diaper, a common sight on Trump's visits to London. Others carried signs attacking him for bringing tanks to the National Mall. As Independence Day celebrations traditionally steer away from politics and military power. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence today.